Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Papagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for some clouds, maybe some sun today. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast in just a few moments. In a story in this weekend's Republican American by Bridget Ruthman, a 24-year-old man is dead after his car plunged into a river in Kent. The 24-year-old man from Dover Plains, New York, died Friday despite efforts to revive him after he was plunged into the Housatonic River as a passenger in a Pontiac Grand Am and was retrieved by first responders, according to state police. Dylan Miller was taken by Kent Ambulance to Sharon Hospital, where he was declared dead on arrival. Bicyclists who saw the car driving north on Scaticoke Road at 2:49 p.m. told police they later came upon a woman crying in the road. The woman, Alexis Karen, also 24, had been driving the car when it veered off the road down an embankment and plunged headfirst into the Housatonic River, where it was fully submerged, according to police. Karen was able to free herself, but Miller remained in the vehicle, which was pulled from the water by Kent Volunteer Fire Department apparatus. Goshen Dive Team members also went in the water to assist. State police said that incident remains under investigation. State Representative Maria Horn has won an award. She was presented with the Advocacy Award by the Connecticut Council on Problem Gambling for her leadership in passing legislation that addresses problem gambling. In the years that Representative Horn has served as co-chair of the Public Safety and Security Committee, she has worked with legislators across the board to ensure the state is better equipped with its response to problem gambling and helping those in need. One event on Sunday in Kent showcased the thrill of becoming a tradesperson. Responding to a lack of skilled tradespeople, Sunday's Touch a Trade event, a Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, introduced youth and adults to opportunities to experience the joy and satisfaction of working with their hands. The free event was hosted by author and humorist Tom Baudette of Motel 6 fame, founder of the Hatch Space and a popular NPR storyteller. Baudette talked about the future of tradespeople at that event that happened from 10 to 4 on Sunday. The project was supported by Keep Craft Alive, an initiative of Fine Home Building magazine. New York is setting records for hunting safety. The 2021 hunting season was one of the safest on records, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Of the 9 incidents that occurred in 2021, 2 were self-inflicted, 7 were two-party firearm incidents. 8 of the shooters involved received their hunting certificates prior to online courses being offered. 1 had no hunter education or hunting license. There was a fire in Great Barrington Salvage Yard on Friday night. Firefighters put out that fire at Formel Auto Salvage. A pile of cars and fuel tank caught fire on Friday afternoon at the salvage yard on Van Dusenville Road, the fire chief said on Saturday. On Friday afternoon, a large plume of smoke billowed over the fire into the sky. The road was closed, and officials were asking drivers to avoid the area at approximately 5 p.m. via social media. By 7:30, crews had left the scene, and the fire was extinguished. Some area town meetings this week in Sharon today at 5:30, Historic District Commission, Board of Selectmen tomorrow at 5:30, Planning and Zoning Commission on Wednesday at 5 p.m., in Salisbury today at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission, tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Salisbury Republican Town Committee. On Wednesday, the Region 1 All Boards Committee has a meeting. North Canaan has a town meeting tonight at 7 p.m., the ZBA regular meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands monthly meeting on Thursday, October 27th at 7 p.m. In Falls Village, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting happens Thursday at 7 p.m. Cornwall, coming up tonight, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, and then tomorrow at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission meeting. In Kent, Streetscape Building and Subcommittee special meeting tonight at 5:30. Inland Wetlands at 7. The Region 1 Board of Education policy meeting comes up tomorrow at 10 a.m. And once again, the ABC Committee regular meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. In the Village of Millerton, their regular meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. Northeast New York Planning Board has a meeting on Wednesday at 7:30. Pine Plains, New York, the next vaccination clinic will be Tuesday, October 25th, 3:30 to 5:30 at the Pine Plains Lions Club, 82 Beach Road. Register for appointments through the Pine Plains Pharmacy. In Ankrum, New York, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting tonight at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission meets tonight at First Floor Town Hall at 7 p.m. And flu clinics scheduled by the VNA, the next one coming up at the North Canaan Town Hall on Friday from 1 until 3 p.m. The soup suppers are back on Friday. Once a month, a free soup supper that is held. This one coming up on Friday, pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church side door at 3 to 5 p.m. You must pre-order by Wednesday, October 26. And Sharon sets their town meeting on the proposal by Comcast to wire the entire town. That is scheduled for October 28th at Sharon Center School, beginning at 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly. Also, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today, 31,082.56. The Nasdaq, 10,859.72. And the S&P 500 at 3752.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.